Hi, my name is Michael James Jackson. You're listening to the podcast Rock City.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Joey Quesada.
Yo, what's happening?
How are you? All right, how are you today?
What's going on?
It's Sunday. And right up there is the goddess of thunder herself, the lovely, the talented Lee. How you doing, Lee?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. This week, I got a letter in the mail from our buddy Gary Kapp, who at one point... played Kiss Name That Tune on here and destroyed everybody. Yeah. And he sent me, okay, so you guys know that now when you buy tickets for a Kiss show, you don't get tickets anymore. Unless you print them out and it's like a piece of paper.
It's not the same.
So I guess he designed some for the last shows. Cool. And he asked me if I was going and I said, yeah. So he sent them. So thank you, Gary Kapp. We really appreciate that. That's kind of cool.
Nice.
So a lot of you guys have been emailing me asking about when you could see the very, very popular 20-minute Kiss Fix. It's on Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:10 p.m. because I have to watch my AEW wrestling and I have to watch my WWE SmackDown. But it's on right after that. So right after. This past Wednesday, I did a tour of my Kiss room. I walked around and showed things and Karen filmed me. And for you guys out there that asked, I will show you a better view of this box set right here. I had a lot of people say, hey, can you give me a better look at the box set? So I'm going to do it for just a second. Here you go.
Show off.
So who you got on there, Joe?
Every living member of Kiss. Plus Bob Kulick, Bruce Kulick. I mean, he's a living member of Kiss. Gary Corbett, who played keyboards for Kiss. Anton Figg.
Nice.
Michael James Jackson. Toby Wright, who was the producer.
Carnival.
Also Alice in Chains. We did an interview. Jody and I interviewed him at one of the Rockin' Pods. On the top is Bill Starkey. And I always forget the guy's name. The guy from the Plasmatics that wrote with Kiss a lot. Bouvier?
Juan Bouvier?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he signed it as well. So it's kind of cool. So that's pretty much that. And then Friday I talked about... I've been doing basically all the Kiss solo albums. We talked about Ace Frehley's solo album. No big surprises there. A lot of people basically love that album. All right. So
yes.
That being said, we got to get to the news because I have questions.
Podcast Rock City News.
Yeah, go ahead now, go, Joe.
Did I do something?
No. Read Jared's comment. Yeah, I knew we got that wrong.
The guy. I didn't say one. I said Bouvier. Okay. Anyway, what is this freaking name? Okay. Hey, everybody that's watching live, before we go forward, I want to thank you guys all very, very much for coming and hanging out with us this week and every week. You guys are amazing. Okay, so have you guys noticed that we have not had any announcements about a new box set or a sound board record or release?
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that they would be basically holding off on? Do you think that is it possible that there's nothing on the books for, you know?
I think it's absolutely possible. I think, again, that's why this show is going to be great today, because it dives into this stuff. But yeah, I think it's laziness. I think they're focused on the last 50 shows, whatever the hell it is. You know, they're that September through December run. They're focused on that. I don't know. I would love to hear more about the size of the Kiss camp. You know, we always hear the Kiss machine and the Kiss company, and we know Doc's there. We know the band are there. Who, besides Universal too, who else is there pitching ideas and getting these things on the slate for the new year or for the fall, or, you know, just on the calendar? I'd love to hear more about, you know, if anyone has any insight on who's running the team, who sets up these calendar releases. Is it just Universal saying, okay, we're going to do X, Y, Z in these months? I don't think so. I think Kiss says, hey, let's do another one. Let's do another one. Let's do another one. And I just think they're lazy.
Wow.
What do you guys think?
I mean, it's probably that. It's probably that, you know?
That, or they're holding out till everything's over. Then they're going to let us have all the new stuff, which is on my list. I mean, all the old stuff. Release all the old stuff.
I don't even know. I mean, my thing is
reach into the vault.
My thing is that they've got to get to it. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, Kiss fans are buying up the stuff that they're putting out. They've got to go ahead and, you know, put some more out. It gets bought up again. I'm just saying, that's just me.
Of course, Kiss fans, all we want to do is buy stuff, right? Joe, look at behind all of us. That's all we do is buy things, release stuff that we want constantly. What are you doing? And off the soundboard, there's no packaging. Packaging is the only thing that takes a little bit of time, tiny bit of time, not even a lot, a tiny bit. And there's no packaging at all for the off the soundboard, right?
Right. No.
You
packaging.
Must have a plethora of mixes and soundboards over the years. Once the first of every month, release one, or every other month. Everything is scheduled, right? Timetable is always so good. We're live every week at Sunday at 7 p.m., right? Eastern time.
Right.
So it's like clockwork. People know, boom, let's get our PRC fix. If Kiss were to just say, okay, guys, for the next 12 months, you're going to get it off the soundboard the first of every month. You can even pre-order all 12 of them right now for a special price. It would be a hit. But this wondering and this stalling, and it creates people not being interested anymore. And I hate to say it, I fell into that category a couple of years ago. When I don't get stuff that I want or just get anything regularly, I'm like, okay, I now I'm just out of it.
Well, here's an interesting comment. AJ White says maybe it's a lack of material.
They've got years and years of shit.
Even if they, how many cruises have they done? 10? Release every cruise.
Okay.
There's 10 months.
All right. So that's going to get into the things that we want. Let's go ahead, you guys, and get to our topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Look, everybody's making sure we know it's Jean Beauvoir.
You got it, Joel.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was the guy and writer with Kiss?
Yeah, he does amazing splits.
Oh, I could see him doing that while he's playing the bass for Gene.
That would be cool. It'd
be awesome.
I'd love to see Gene try a split. So McMurphy said, soundboard, next one is going to be a podcast, Rock City 10th anniversary live cast. That's funny. Thank you.
Before we get into the topic, Joe, just quickly, can I point out, I've seen, I don't know, I'm reading the messages on the side. I'm not sure if people are keeping up. I've read over 75 messages already that say, no Poonie, No problem, baby.
Yes, I see that too.
You guys are mean.
Yeah. Leah's so sweet all the time. Even Sonny gives you so much crap. And
he does. He does give me a lot.
Why would you like him? He's, first of all, he's disgusting. We know what that disgusting porno brain thinks about all the time. He's an animal. And he's lucky beyond belief. These are all traits that I hate.
Lucky. He is right. Lucky.
You know, the stories you tell, Joe, are disgusting. And I witnessed it.
You've witnessed it. It is amazing.
Look,
all
here
right.
you go. Look, last two. No puny, no problem. No puny, no problem. Give me more, everybody.
You guys are killing me. It says Joey spitting facts. Okay. All right. Hold on. Now let me go ahead. Let's get to this topic of the week. Okay. So I, of course, have wishes that Kiss would do. Joey does. Lee does. I'm sure Sonny does. And I'm sure all of you watching and listening have at least one thing that you were like, I'd really like Kiss to do this. So we decided we're going to tell you guys our five wishes. Outlandish as some of them may be, I don't know what they're going to say. They don't know what I'm going to say. But these are the dreams. Thank you, everybody that's watching. How you guys doing? Live right here, the place to be every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. You guys are the best. Joey, what does your shirt say, please?
It says, I drum and I drink.
It's what I do.
And I know things. That's what I do.
Okay.
Gosh.
Any listeners out there, if you've tried this Leinenkugel Grapefruit Shandy, it is absolutely tremendous. And I can't find them except for this stupid variety pack. If anyone finds these, please send them to me.
We're going to find them and send. Is it alcohol?
Yes, Joe.
I don't think I can put it in the mail.
Yeah, we can't put it in the mail.
I'll drive it to you. I got you.
Perfect.
Before we get started, I want to make sure you guys know that you have. If you guys have never been to the Click Tea Shop, you could go to the Click Tea Shop and pick up Podcast Rock City t-shirts and long sleeve, I guess, hoodies.
That's the number one. No,
that's the number
one. Yeah, that's not it. Nope.
We're close. Too soon. ClickTeeShop.com. Go there, pick up a shirt. They're not expensive. We made sure that they stayed priced very affordable. If this week only, if you go and pick one up and then text or message us at Podcast Rock City One.
Now, Joe?
Yes.
Now.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. We will send you a gift from here. Something Podcast Rock City. We'll send it to you. But you got to get a shirt this week. So go and check that out.
FYI, Joe, I do not have a shirt. You know that, right?
Yeah, they're only like 14 bucks.
I was just going to say, if I was listening to how to order it, I would order it, but I wasn't listening.
And that website has such cool shirts, too.
Yeah, but what we want cool them stuff. To order is the podcast.
I know,
Rock
but they
City.
Should also order more shirts because they're amazing.
They do have some amazing stuff. Podcast Rock City. All right, you guys.
Heavy Mayo's got a top five shirt. Nice Heavy Mayo. I just love saying that name. God, I love Heavy Mayo.
Yeah, Karen right now is throwing up. Well, okay.
Me too. She hates mayo.
All right, so I'll go ahead and start, okay?
Okay.
I want Kiss. This is going to be controversial.
Uh-oh.
I want Kiss to never play another show again.
Oh, boy.
Never. Okay? Because I feel, and I bet a lot of you guys out there feel, like if they end on December 2nd and never do a show, they will... I believe there's going to be enough publicity and coverage that it will erase... the fact that they came back once already. Now, some people say, oh, they retired four times. No, they haven't.
No,
they retired once. But I think that if they don't come back ever for live shows, that would be the best thing for them. Joey, what do you think?
Joe, and I'll just dive right into mine. My number five pick is almost identical. Mm. Never play in makeup full show again. If they want to do a non-makeup show or even a reunion non-makeup with the original acoustic sail away on if they ever do a cruise, never do the full bombastic makeup kiss show that we know ever again. End it on December 2nd. That's my that would be my number five pick for them to do after they were after this December 2nd show. Never play a full show in makeup again.
I agree 100%. I know that right now Lee is maybe dying on the inside a little bit.
I'm not, because it was on my list. I said they said there's no more tours, so please keep your word. The farewell tour didn't mean farewell, so this is the same thing. It just looks silly. Like, if you said you're stopping, stop. I agree. I'm with you.
Agree. Now, you guys, the comments are coming up kind of fast. I'm having a hard time keeping up. I apologize. Oh, there's another no poony, no problem. That's for you. There you go. So, okay. So, all right. So that was one. Okay. So we're going to just count that with you, Lee. Okay. I'm going to give you another one. Here is one for me. And
probably
I know
all
that,
have the same ones.
I don't think so. I want a boxed set of all the music recorded, both versions and a live video of everything done, for Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. I want I know the live concert was recorded. Yeah. I know that the video was done. I know that there's got to be outtakes somewhere. Okay. Once again, y'all, before you start sending me emails to podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Before you start sending me, this is just wishes. Okay. There's a chance that most likely this isn't happening. However, it would be smart to put out a box set with a picture book and maybe re-release that magazine that came out and maybe even put the Kiss newsletter that came in there that says there's going to be a Kiss movie. All in this box set, and maybe a poster of all them sitting in those really tall chairs with the robes with the hoods on. Yeah, I know that you could get those. I know that you could get those in some magazines, but I'm just saying, you know, just for this one time, that's something that what do you think, Joey?
I love it. I mean, I don't know exactly what I would want. Like, you were pretty specific, but I would love for them to do some kind of honoring of Kiss Meets the Phantom. Even if it's just an official DVD release, I don't want Attack of the Phantoms that's on the box set. I don't like the solo album music in the movie. I remember it like it is from my VHS tape and from TV. I want that version clean and perfect the way I remember it as a kid, to watch over and over again with exclusives, with bloopers, behind the scenes, soundtrack. Like you said, anything they can give me extra. I'm a Kiss Meets the Phantom fanatic. Anything they give me, I'll take.
You know, there's a show called Kiss Army Things. If you guys have never watched it, it's on YouTube. Check it out. And I believe one of the guys that's on there keeps taking little snippets of scenes and doing stuff to them. And he recently did something where when Gene breathes fire, it really looks like he's breathing fire. And it's really cool. So if you guys get a chance, go check that out. That's awesome. My plug for a podcast today. Other than that, screw them all. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Boy.
Yes. Oh,
all these people think I'm serious, and I am.
He is serious. I talked to him privately.
Anyway, it's a joke. I love all those guys. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure we're all going to see each other again in New York for the final show. Joey, do you have any information for us yet on that?
I don't even have information if I'm going yet. So.
Oh, okay.
I am, as of right now, not going. If I go, I want to, you know, obviously I want to get great seats, and it's just something, the perfect opportunity hasn't fallen into my lap yet. I don't care that much about the show, but I would like to be there for the event, to be in that arena with all my fellow, you know, diehard Kiss fans. The actual show doesn't mean that much to me. I just want to be there to experience the before, the after with everyone.
Look around and see. Now, Lee, you're not going either, right?
So far, no. But you
know. So far, no. She's going to get that that FOMO.
Yeah, you never
go
know.
Far.
Oh, I have that, but you
know. All right, so Joey, what's your next one?
All right, so my next one is I would love to see, and again, obviously some of these are far-fetched. Some of them are not that far-fetched. I'm not sure where this one falls, believe it or not. I don't think this is that far-fetched. Some people might differ. I think KISS needs, they always say there's no digital market anymore, DVDs, but and they're right. God damn it, start your own streaming channel. I've said it a million times on this show. Start your own streaming channel, whatever it is, $5.99 a month, $9.99 a month. KISS fans will gobble it up. And if you start releasing stuff on there, you could start releasing little talk shows of Gene and, you know, you're going to have free time. You can fill this up. This is easy money for KISS to make. They have so much footage. And I know there's rights issues. I know all of that. But if they really dove into it, they could start their own streaming channel.
Absolutely. I mean, and I mean, even if it was just like, they could. I mean, my understanding is with YouTube, there's paywalls. There's like subscriptions that you can
pay
for.
Their own app channel.
Yeah, they could do that easily.
Yes.
I always noticed that a lot of things that they do, they don't last very long. Like the LA KISS lasted a couple of years.
But Joe, let me explain. So all that stuff is not them sticking their necks out. LA, a football, whatever the LA KISS were called before that, or whether they were just starting up, they go to KISS and they say, hey, we want to use the KISS brand. We'll give you, hypothetical, $500,000 to plaster the name KISS all over our logos, the LA KISS, and we're going to market it, blah, blah, blah. So for KISS, there's nothing out there to take a risk. They're getting a lump sum money. What $500,000 was hypothetical. It could be $5 million. It could be $50,000. I don't care what it is. They get a lump sum money and they take no risk. So when it fails, it's really not KISS failing, even though it is technically because it's their brand. It's whatever the organization was. I'm saying I don't want a streaming service to approach KISS and give them money. I want KISS to take the initiative one time because they never do. Take the initiative one time and do it on your own. Hire this big company organization to figure out how to get this done the right way and start your own streaming service. Don't brand it through another company like Hello Kitty or Hello Kitty markets that stuff. KISS just gets paid residuals. KISS has no work involved in that.
I agree. You know, take a chance. You know, one thing that I did notice is that the KISS Online has gotten a lot better. It's much more busy. And I wonder if that's just because there's stuff going on and, you know, they're able to they just have stuff that they could keep posting all the time. I would love more live stuff. I don't know about you guys. I just really love that. You know, good. That's a great one, Joey. What do you got, Lee?
Well, mine's similar. One of mine was to go back and release. You know, they got Paul once said, or one of them once said, that they've videoed every single show they've ever done. Didn't he say that?
At one point, I believe they said
let's
that.
Let's have it. Just start. Let's release those. I want them all. I want all the old 70s stuff.
Let me ask you this, though. Okay. So, do you really want every show, or would you just like a really good one from each tour?
Yeah, one. That's what I mean. Yeah, not every single show, but like, you know, maybe one or two from each tour, all the good parts. Maybe like all the interviews they've done back then, like slowly let those out.
Yeah, no, I think that that's a great idea. I think it's super smart. I think that even if it was a box set, that, you know, had five DVDs and it was one show from each tour and a good one. You know, they have pro shot shows.
Yeah. But even the really old ones, like if they videoed everything, they got to have some really cool stuff.
Yeah. And don't. Yeah. Okay. That's That's good. Okay. Somebody took mine right there. I want a music from the Elder box set.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but I mean,
you could go online right now and find and hear a lot of the demos from that stuff. But I'd like to be able to have it where I don't have to go online. I honestly do not own it. I would love to be able to get it. And I think that I like that idea. You know, throw the Fridays thing on there. They didn't perform any other shows, I don't believe. Right. Actually, they might have performed something overseas, like on a television show, but I think that they did Charisma. For some reason, I see that. I think I've seen that a lot, and they're in those costumes from the Elder. But I would love to get an Elder thing. One, because I think it's one of those things where it has so much mystery behind it. And two, it would piss Sonny Poony off. He would be like, this is the dumbest thing. He would be like, you guys are all kiss tards and blah, blah, blah for buying it. And you know what I'm saying. Anyway, Joey,
this Mix C has given me a lot of praise. I love you. Whoever this is, thank you so much for the compliments.
Yeah, he said you were a great drummer.
I'm very flattered. Thank you. And why are you questioning that, Joe? Do you see how Joe said that?
I know. He did say it kind of.
No, I stood right next to you while you were with quarantine, and I watched you play. And it was amazing. And I'll tell you this. Joey starts the show looking like he does right there, and then he comes off like a cat thrown in a tub. And you pull him out.
Supposed to be.
I mean, he was soaked. I was like, and I'm watching him thinking, there's no way he's happy. I mean, you are happy, but I'm just like, that's got to be miserable. Anyway, no more praise. No more praise.
No more praise.
I'm hoping to get information about that soon. We're waiting patiently. Okay. So was it Joey? You're next, right? I did the Elder.
So going back to almost my last one, I don't have the faith in Kiss to do it the proper way. Like I said, I don't have faith for them to go out and start their own streaming channel. So I really do believe after the final show, it's time for them to sell the brand to a big entity.
Disney Universal.
Disney, any of them. Universal. I would assume Universal would be the brand because they're with the Universal Music Group. But any of the big brands, I just think they will do it right. Are we going to get cheesy stuff too? Are we going to get stuff that I don't love? Yes. But just like when Marvel sold to Disney, I'll take the gigantic wave of material that was released after the purchase, all the Marvel studio, obviously all the movies, all that stuff is after the fact, with all the stuff that I don't like. Because I don't have... Guys, if you don't like it, you just either don't buy it or don't watch it. It's not that big a deal. I want to have the choice. I have no choice right now. There's nothing being released. So I really believe Kiss needs to take their brand and sell it to Universal, sell it to Disney, and say, run with it. And then what they'll do is all the backlog of licensing and, oh, my God, we can't get the rights to Kiss Meets the Phantom. We can't get the rights to the board recording of the Asylum show. We can't get the rights to this photo shoot because it's owned by the old Mercury, whatever it is. Disney's going to laugh at all that. They're going to sprinkle money at everybody and they're going to say, give us everything. We own everything. Now we can release whatever we want.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that Disney would be able to get that magic book released.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. All right, Lee, what's your next one?
My next, I'm really got no order going on, but I would like to see, I still want to see some performances like Unmasked with like old members. You know, I mean, they can do Tommy and Eric also, but let's go ahead and bring them back and do some Unmasked shows. And maybe even at the conventions like they used to do in the 90s. You know, remember the...
Sure, yeah, no, I convention? Remember.
Something like that. That'd be a riot. Bring that around again with like a... You know, they had all the old costumes out, like displayed, and that would be fun.
It would be fun, considering I missed that convention tour.
You did not.
Oh, my God. I had knee surgery the day before.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, and then so the worst part about it was I was laying in bed, flipping through the channels, and there's Paul and Gene being interviewed on the news about the fact that the convention's in Atlanta, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm. I couldn't walk or anything. My grandmother was walking over. God rest Mary. I miss Mary. She was bringing me my pain pills. I would take my pain pills and fall asleep, and then I would wake up, and then I'd get another pain pill and I would fall asleep. But she fed me spaghetti anytime I asked for it because I got a real Sicilian grandma.
Hankering for some.
Oh yeah, my grandmother was that old lady in the Golden Girls. Same outfit, same mouth.
Awesome.
All right. So we're getting to another one of mine. Here we go. This is, I think, the third or fourth, third one? Fourth one.
Third or fourth.
Okay. I want that Kiss Meets the Phantom musical. There's no reason why we can't have that. It would be a comedy. It could be off Broadway. Give somebody out there that's a writer, Joey, hint, hint, put it together. The, you know, it could be Devereaux.
Oh my God. Wow.
Devereaux. Paul's going to shoot him with his eye. I don't know.
Oh, that was good, Joe.
Done, I'm just saying, Joe, this would be fun. And
it rhymed and everything.
It's like, well, I'm
this
a poet.
Is why we don't need Poonie on the show. Joe opens up. He's singing show tunes. Poonie would be shitting all over this.
Oh, that's okay, though. I spray it off and I just keep going. Anyway, exactly. Yeah, so all I have to do to keep Sonny quiet is give him a Cheerio Kit Kat and we're all good. I sent him a picture. You guys saw it. I was at Sam's today and they had a whole stack of boxes of them.
You should buy him a box.
I said, this is a Sonny Poonie orgasm picture.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think that would be a fun thing to do, even if Kiss doesn't actually have to do it. It could be somebody that just says, hey, can we figure out a way for us to write this and do it off Broadway? It would be fun. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Joey, do you think that's a good idea?
I'm not sure if it's a good idea. Would I like to see it? Sure. I would more rather see like an, you know, this is not my pick, but if they're going to do something along those lines, Elder. A Kiss musical could work. I think a Kiss,
the Elder, you know, that was my next one.
I mean, the Elder would be great too, but even just like a history of Kiss musical, and it could work. I think someone just wrote a Phantom of the Park superstar. I think if you try to do Phantom of the Park musical, it's already cheesy. It's going to go, I think, a little too cheesy even for me. And I love it. Yeah. And I love the cheese.
I love the cheese,
yes,
too.
More cheese.
Joey, what's your next one?
All right, so my next one, this, I really believe this will happen. It might be 5 years down the line after the Kiss entity stops. And I don't know what that means. If it stops touring, if it's whatever it is. What I'm saying, when Tommy and Eric are no longer employed by Kiss, let me say that, I would love, love, love to see tell-all books from both of them. I would just love to read everything that they went through putting on the makeup. Maybe they really didn't want to. Eric fighting. I know Eric, personally, I had conversation with Eric when he came back in 01, and then they replaced him again with Peter in 03 for Symphony and the Aerosmith tour. He was furious. So I would love to hear that side. I know everything is cushy, and yeah, he was mad. And I know all the behind the scenes right now is cushy, cushy. Everyone's great to work with because they're professionals. Tommy and Eric are incredible. They're professionals. But step out of your comfort zone. Once you're not employed by Gene and Paul anymore, I would love to hear really what you guys went through on a daily basis, being in that world, having to take over for Ace and Peter. And listen, being forced to put the makeup on. Listen, I as much as I don't like it, I would have done it too. Don't get me wrong. So I want to hear what they went through and what their thoughts really were.
And the fans ripped them up, I'm such as myself.
So. A couple of us were, when I posted this, that we were doing this show today, I had a couple of people post that, or one person in particular said they would love, this was a joke, of course, and then I made it serious. It said, Paul and Gene to do a podcast and put all the other Kiss podcasts out of business. And I said, as funny as that is, I would watch it, but of I would prefer one done by all the members except for Gene and Paul. We know what they have to say.
Exactly.
I want Bruce and Bruce and Eric and Tommy to sit down and not be afraid to say whatever they want to say. That's really, when you say a tell all book, is really
everything
what we're talking about. Of course they won't do a podcast, but let's see, Lee, your next one.
Yeah, you saying Eric was mad about Peter coming back. Okay.
Well, I'm not saying that he was mad that Peter was coming back. I'm mad. He was mad that Gene and Paul threw him to the side again. I don't think he's personally mad at Peter. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I think he was upset that, you know, listen, when he came back, they probably praised him and they said, oh my God, everything is so much better. And this is this and that. And we love you. And then all of a sudden, when they needed Peter back contractually to do something, they didn't call Eric again. And Eric realized, it's a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to go back to that, didn't they say, three original members have to be in the band in order for this to happen? And that's why.
Well, I know the Aerosmith tour was like that. I don't know if the symphony was like that. Is that the
symphony? I heard that's what the symphony tour was about.
I know the Aerosmith tour was. And that's why Peter did that tour.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lee, what's up with your next one?
Mine was, of course, the Gene Simmons solo band needs to go on tour immediately.
I love that idea.
Oh, that's definitely happening.
Yes, I love that idea. Wait. And then I hope he has good meet and greets and stuff. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I would love the opportunity to get out there.
And Paul too. I mean, I might as well put them both in the same one because I went to Paul's Live the Wind tour. It was fantastic. So I'm hoping he does, a similar tour like that.
So let me ask you this though. Do you think he could handle that? Joey, do you think Paul could handle that? Or do you think that that would be too much stress on his throat?
Hmm. No, I don't think he can handle it. No.
Oh.
Unfortunately. I mean, listen, people think I Paul bash. I do not. I love Paul.
So you just really don't think he could handle it.
He's one of my, if not my favorite singer ever of all time, of my favorite band of all time. Yes. I love Paul Stanley, but I'm not going to say that he sounds great right now. I'm not going to say that I like his, personal views on things. I don't. And he doesn't sound great anymore. That's okay. He's over 70 years old. He's not supposed to sound great anymore, but don't push the limits. Don't overextend yourself. That's okay. You don't sound great anymore. I'll listen to Creatures of the Night.
And of course, Gene still sounds perfect. So.
It's amazing. Hey, listen, you guys out there. I hear G Hurley. How you doing? Greetings from Ireland. It says midnight here. Got to stay up for podcast Rock City. Great discussions as always.
Wow,
man. Listen, I love when you guys from overseas stick it out with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you understand that I'm very sincere. We all are, that you guys are watching with us. This is the most fun place to be on a Sunday night. If you're a Kiss fan, let all your friends know there. Of course, there's podcasts that you could listen to all week long, but the only one you get live every week is Podcast Rock City. And this is the place to get it. So subscribe to the channel if that's what you want. And I'm going to talk a little more about things that are coming up on the show and changes that I've made as soon as we're done doing this.
Wait, who's this Facebook user? Joe Rules.
It's got to be
Rules.
Doug. It's got to be
that
Doug.
Other guy, or maybe that's Pooney. He's freaking burner account.
I think it's Doug.
Son of a bitch.
I don't see it.
Well, we're not done yet. I didn't pick my last one yet, right?
No. We still got to do that. all right. So when we talk about Kiss, and we talk about everything that we would love to have, the one thing that I would like to have is a released album of songs that did not make it that are recorded, I'm sure, but did not make it onto the solo albums.
Ooh.
I guarantee they didn't walk in and go, these are the only songs we're doing. I guarantee they went in and had at least a couple more, right, Joey? That's how that works.
Oh, sure. Of course.
So you recorded, I don't know, are you allowed to talk about anything you've done with, you're allowed to talk about Ace, right?
Sure.
All right. How many songs did you play on for the new Ace record?
Great question. I don't know.
Okay. How many did you, all right, how about this? How many did you do in the studio?
I tracked minimum 5 songs, minimum, possibly upwards of 7 or 8. I just don't know. You know, when I was doing, I was doing official sessions with Ace, but I was also doing demos with Steve a while back I know one of those was definitely you. I didn't even know it was an Ace song at first. We used it for an Ace song later on. So, you know, again, when you're recording, especially when you're just a musician called in to do the recording, which I was, Steve's a songwriter. He's throwing, I recorded stuff the day we did some of the Ace tracks for him. Steve Brown just put out a crazy, amazing new guitar line, his own custom guitars. Check it out on Facebook at Steve Brown Rocks. Incredible new line. The day we were recording Ace Records, he's like, hey, Joe, do me a favor. I got this riff. I need you to record a quick drum track too. I didn't even know what it was for. I didn't know if it was an Ace song, if it was a Trickster song, if it was a Eric Martin demo, or it turned out being just a track that Steve used to sell his new guitars. So it was just like a crazy fun instrumental musical track. So when you're doing stuff in the studio, you're never sure what you're doing. So you're just recording tracks, and if it's used for a song, it's used for a song. So for the Ace album, I'm really not sure. Let's see when it comes out. I'll let you know how many songs I'm on.
That's exciting. It's still exciting.
I can't wait.
Okay, so that's what I would. The last thing I would love is you know how they have the best of the kit solo albums, and they have a few songs from each one of them. I would like to know to hear the songs that did not make it from the guys, and put a record out and throw it out there.
I'd buy it.
So if you look, scroll up on the comments here, there's someone named The Coolest Joe. Did you see that, Joe?
Yep.
That's actually my son on YouTube right now commenting.
Oh, that's
yes.
I'm looking for it. There's many comments.
It's about 5 comments up from the bottom.
Okay.
It's 5 up from that disgusting idiot, Andrew Scambatti.
We're going to get to it. I'm still like 50 comments behind. I'm doing my best, guys.
Disgusting idiot.
Okay, Joey. So what is your last one?
Okay. So my last one. This one is definitely what I want to see the most, but probably the most far-fetched. I would love to have, and again, time is no limit, but let's just call it a 2-hour sit down on a couch interview with the 4 original members. A la, just like Tom Snyder back in the day. Obviously no makeup, but more relaxed. They're not selling anything. The band is over. There's no reason to sell anything. There's no reason to do the stale, well, we're Kiss and we're going to go out on top and we're
going to
drop all the acts. Just enjoy the 4 members who, and I don't mean a 2-hour bashing interview either. It's not what I want. I just want a 2-hour reminiscing interview with the 4 original guys talking about this incredible, incredible entity they started 50 years ago. No holds barred, just loving each other, sitting on a couch, maybe having an interview with someone like an Eddie Trunk. I know that's far-fetched because Paul doesn't get along with Eddie and so on and so forth, but someone that loves Kiss as much as we all do to just steer them in the right direction, but to have the 4 of them interact like brothers for 2 hours, I would give anything to have that.
I agree.
Like brothers.
No fighting, just sitting there and saying, hey, you remember this? But here's my problem. And I think that Gene could do it, but I don't think Paul could.
Yeah, there's a lot of feelings there. I don't know if they could do a really nice, friendly thing.
I agree too, but I think, again, obviously I know everyone's getting older. Yeah. If you remove everyone removes themselves from this Kiss entity for 3-4 years, Listen, in the 80s, did we ever think a reunion could happen?
Right.
Never. All the bad-mouthing Gene and Paul and Ace and Peter did to each other, I never thought it could happen. So I would never say never. I do think at the end of the day, you sit back and you take a victory lap and you reminisce and you say, hey, guys, look what we did.
I agree. I don't, you know, time will tell. Time will tell. Let me ask you this, though. Do you think Peter would do it?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that if Ace did it, it would cost money?
I don't. It all depends. Are they selling this? That you got to understand Ace's point of view. And listen, I you know I love Ace. Obviously, I just recorded with him. It's all about, all Ace is saying is, if you're going to sell this for X amount of dollars and I'm a big part of it, just give me something. If you're going to post it for free, then I don't want anything. If Gene and Paul are going to make money on it, why can't I? That's all he's saying.
I'll tell you when they do this. They do it at the opening of their streaming channel.
Oh.
Yes.
So the streaming channel.
Perfect. Perfect.
The streaming channel is going to be October 31st. And at 8 o'clock at night, you're going to get a live. I don't know if it could be live. Because that's
where no, I'm going to
have to do some anymore. Editing.
I mean, what are the chances? Anyway. All right. I love that idea. Lee, what's your last one?
Well, I like Mixie's that Kiss should sing Berserker for their last show. Bill Zilker. Mine was, of course, let's have a real elder show on Broadway. Let's do it up. I don't feel like they ever, was there ever really an elder show or movie about the whole concept?
Nope.
There was a high school that did a show.
Okay, yes, the high school did it.
But I want Broadway. I want a real one. Yeah. Let's do it.
It would be interesting. I do know that I might have mentioned this before. Have you guys ever noticed or gone online and look at that website that compares The Matrix and The Elder and how they kind of match up?
No.
Yeah, they match up.
I heard this, yes.
Yeah, you got to go online and look up The Matrix and the music from The Elder, and they show all the little things that match up as far as on the Elder, what's the name of the guy that's helping the kid become the great person? What's his name? Morpheus.
Yeah.
And it's about this kid, and he's the answer. I mean, it's basically the Bible. It's the Bible. It's Star Wars.
It's the same It's the same fantasy story of every fantasy book ever.
Yes. But, you know, that's where they put it together. But that is a really good one. Now, before, you know, look, that was our five. You guys out there are going to have some too. Send them to podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. Now, a couple of things before we go. I want Lee and Joey to think about this while I tell everybody my quick announcement. Tell me something, just one thing, that you guys want Kiss to do before they retire for the last show, okay? So think about that. You guys that are watching live, or even if you're just driving the car right now and you're listening, on our... Hi, Joey. How you doing? On our YouTube page, I have gone and separated into playlists for you guys. Every week, I'm releasing stuff in those. If you go, there's a live show, then there's two 20-minute Kiss fixes, and then there's also shorts. I've been doing shorts. I'm trying to convince everybody else to do them. It's hard. They're all busy. I'm the only one that has like a bum job. But they go on this channel, check it out. It's a lot of fun to do these for you, and there's more coming every week. Sunday we release the live show with all of us. Wednesday at 10:10 at night, I do a 20-minute Kiss fix, and Friday I do a live 20-minute Kiss fix. That's just to get us over. And if you're listening, as long as the show is not visual, like I showed my Kiss room, I release it on iTunes if it's just a discussion. So if it's like a visual show where I'm showing everybody, hey, look at this poster, it's not going to help. It's not going to be any good for you if you're, if you're listening. But for the most part, go to our iTunes or Google or Amazon or Spotify channel. They're all on there. Check them out and leave them. Lee, something you would love the band to do before they retire.
Change the damn set list.
It's like, that's please, probably number Lord. One.
Good Lord.
I agree with that. Joey?
Again, never going to happen, but maybe half of this would happen, but I'd love to see a Bruce set list before the last few Kiss shows. I'd love to see Bruce's band open for Kiss. Yeah. Also, I'd love to see, I know it's not going to happen, a little Vinny set list before. Why not? Do a five-song Vinny set.
You could get up there and just noodle for 5
yep.
minutes.
No, well, we don't want that.
I've already seen that.
Eight-song Bruce set. And again, you always say, give us what we want. We don't want the painter, guys. Please, if you're watching, Doc, if you're watching,
please,
there's
no.
a chance you're
That's
watching.
Enough.
No more painter. I know it's easier. I know it's so much easier. You don't have to set up the gear. I know how touring works. Throw Bruce's band up for the last few shows. Kiss fans will lose their mind. We want a full night of Kiss. We don't want just the 2-hour plain set list again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Now, okay, I understand exactly what Joey's saying. I'm saying the same thing. However, I do want to say the first couple of times I saw the painter was amazing. I've seen it now.
I've seen it now.
That I don't need to see it anymore. I want to hear Bruce's band opening for Kiss. I think we've been trumpeting that and waving the flag for that for over a year now. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be able to.
You have these, Joe?
I have three of them.
I have one. One set.
He said he has them, Joe.
He showed us the Pez for you guys listening. For me, I think I would just like, I think that before the final show, even if they don't play together, I would like them just to, you know, write a letter to each other and put it in a magazine, Rolling Stone, whatever, that says, I know we don't see eye to eye.
I
know we don't see eye to eye, but I want you guys to know that everything I have started off because we were together.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of, I think, and then, you know, each one, they could do it like they did the inside of the Alive. Each one put a little letter, sign it, hey, look, once again, I'll always love you guys. You're like brothers, and that's why I love you half the time and hate you the other half. I'll write them. They just got to sign them. If you need help, you can ask, and I'll write them out. And they'll be sincere.
He'll write them
and
out. Amazing.
And they'll be sincere. Jeans will be like, you know, I love to hate you. I don't know. Anyway.
Another thing that this is just a wish list of mine, too. You know, I would love – I was on Shout Out Loudcast this week talking about solo albums.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
cheater.
And it's so funny. I would love, you know, the more I listened to Peter's album, when Peter's album came out, was I the biggest fan? No, because I was a big Kiss fan and it was so different. It was hard to get into. I understand mm-hmm. that. But now, right. looking back, why can't Paul be honest and go back and listen to it? He releases Soul Station. You know, he loves that stuff. Go back and say, you know what? I think I was, and I'm not saying I have been forcing words into his mouth, but go back, really listen to it open ears and say, you know what? I think I was wrong about Peter's solo album. I think it was too mature for the time. I think it wasn't what we were about at the time. So I think I hated it. And now that I really do Soul Station and I'm into this kind of music and I'm understanding that again, Peter's album was a gem that was forgotten.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So once again, we usually do an hour and we kind of got done early, and I hope thank you guys all for hanging out with us, but I noticed that there really wasn't anything mentioned about Eric Carr. Do you think that the, do you think that it would be, okay, so one, do you think that there's video of his tryouts or his rehearsals out there for when he tried out for the band and then rehearsed for his first show, Joey?
I doubt there's video of rehearsals. I think we would have seen something by now. I do think there's video of recording studios. I can't imagine there's never a video camera all through the 80s, all the non-makeup era albums in the recording studio. Whether it's, even if it's just behind the scenes stuff, not actual playing, I would love to see more of that stuff. I mean, I remember hearing years ago, didn't they record the whole entire Carnival of Souls sessions on
yes,
video?
Yes, I have heard that. I would love to,
I mean, I know that's not involving Eric Carr, but if that exists, I'm sure other stuff exists like that. That's what I want to see even more so than live footage.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, so you guys out there that are watching and listening, you know, once again, send us the, your ideas, podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. And don't forget, if you go to clicktees.com this week and order a Podcast Rock City shirt, get in touch with us. When you get the shirt, show us your, you wearing it or whatever. I will mail you out something from Podcast Rock City. It won't suck. It'll be awesome. And I may even give you a choice, but you got to get on there. I mean, the shirts are like less than $15, I think. So that would be cool if you did that. Let's see. That's pretty much it. Joey, do you have anything to add?
No, just a lot of announcements coming soon. Mostly Kiss related stuff. I'll keep you guys up to date. Maybe me with quarantine again coming up soon. A couple other Kiss events I might be at coming up soon. I just don't have the official word to mention dates and times yet, but please stay tuned to coming soon.
I am so excited about that.
Yes. Awesome.
Lee, do you have anything to add?
No, this was fun. I don't know if any, I hope some of it happens.
It would be so cool if it did. Listen, you guys out there, if you guys are watching on YouTube right now, take our link and go and share it to your favorite KISS Facebook page or website or even on FAQ in the message boards. That would be appreciated. Don't forget, Wednesday night, 10:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will do another 20-minute KISS fix. I don't really have anything else. Joey, do you have a top five?
No top five this week. I was just too busy. Last week's was top five Michael Jackson songs. Check that out. Still up there. But go back and listen to some of the older episodes. It's just, it's a fun podcast. Comes out once a week, usually. I do top five categories of all pop culture, and it's a reminiscing podcast about growing up and music and toys and comic books and, you know, movies and TV shows. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. Top five with Joey Quesada.
That is amazing. Well, y'all, you know what I'm going to say. We love KISS and we love KISS podcasts. Most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace. Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.